said it in the beginning that I was going to take these niggas out the game, and sure enough, I will. Already people can't look at Biggie and not laugh. Yeah. I took every piece of his power. Everybody that try to side with him or do a record with him or try to unify with him, I'm going to destroy. I swear to God.
Whilst the ramifications of Tupac's murder and, of course, the consequences began to sink in, including the death of fellow rapper the Notorious B.I.G. in an eerily similar drive-by shooting, his posthumous career began in earnest. Indeed, the first new product was available to the record-buying public less than 8 weeks after his death. On Guy Fawkes Night in 1995, Death Row released an album of new Tupac compositions under the pseudonym of Machiavelli, a name Tupac had adapted from Italian political philosopher Niccolò Machiavelli. The Don Killuminati, the 7-Day Theory, featured him on the sleeve as a Jesus-like figure, nailed to a cross wearing a crown of thorns, whilst the design mapped out the various gang areas of the United States. The musical content of the record found Tupac at his most profound and revealed tracks of depth and humility. It was as though, at least through his music, he had finally relinquished the superficiality of the gangster rap image. In spite of his death, in fact, because of the morbid curiosity that enveloped it, the album was propelled to the number one spot. Similarly, sales of his earlier recorded material increased exponentially in the wake of his murder. For example, All Eyes on Me sales tripled in those commercially viable weeks following the death of a major artist, the record leaping from number 69 to number 6 on the Billboard charts in less than a fortnight, selling more than 70,000 copies in that period alone. Predictably, his death produced intensive hyperbole for those unreleased records and videos that Death Row had accumulated, which now maximised their sales over the store counters. Likewise, his unreleased movies were also to be subjected to increased hype. The movie Gridlocked finally opened in cinemas with a substantial side order of the elusive X Factor, the headlining performance of a murdered star whose untimely end meant we were yet to see the best of him. Indeed, reviews of the movie were mostly positive, many confirming that Tupac was yet to realise his full acting potential. His final film, Gang Related, was released later in 1997 and featured him alongside such established Hollywood stars as James Belushi and James Earl Jones. Despite the modicum of success he had achieved in the cinema, it was the medium of music in which Tupac really excelled, and once again, he featured on the soundtrack of the movie. Released 9 days after the film, the album contained 4 new Tupac tracks and would see established Tupac fans satiated by the introduction of more new material. Tupac's grieving mother, Afeni, was successful in her attempt to wrestle control from Death Row of her son's accumulated material and established a record label of her own entitled Amaru, Tupac's middle name, under which she released a series of his previously unavailable recordings. The first disc she gave the world was Are You Still Down? Remember Me, a double CD of mostly original compositions and consisting of tracks originally recorded for Interscope between 1992 and 1994. The album features the thoughtful, presciently titled I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. The album was a success and gratifying for Afeni on 2 levels. It showcased once more Tupac's early promise, which in turn brought substantial financial returns and helped to alleviate the $5 million debt Mrs. Shakur had inherited as a consequence of her son's death. Yet, even after the release of this anthology, there appeared to be plenty more in the Tupac coffers to plunder, Afeni announcing that there were in fact more than 100 tracks yet to see the light of day, and both Interscope and Death Row themselves jumped on Tupac's posthumous bandwagon. A sprawling double album of his greatest hits was compiled and released before the end of 1998, allowing old fans to wallow in nostalgia and remember Tupac in their own way, whilst giving potential new fans a substantial introduction to his material. Before the turn of the century, Still I Rise, an album of B-sides and offcuts recorded with one of his myriad side project bands, The Outlaws, was released, as was a volume of his own original verse, containing more than 70 poems, which highlighted his thoughts and ruminations on life and existence. His legacy did not, however, end there, as there was still a wealth of remaining material to bequeath to the 21st century. Yet another collection of unreleased music, Until the End of Time, his seventh posthumous album, spread once more over two discs, hit the record stores next. What this new material brought to light was Tupac's intelligent use of sampling, two examples of which would bring him significant European hits. Changes and the title track of Until the End of Time both borrowed well-known melody lines from Bruce Hornsby and Mr. Mister respectively, and recycled them for a hip-hop audience. Some would regard the media image of Tupac Shakur, a heavily tattooed, loudmouth thug, as unfortunate, not in the least bit helped by his own endorsement of that lifestyle. But most recognise it as only partially disguising a multi-talented artist with a great gift of sensitive storytelling, evident across his extensive back catalogue and poetry. Tupac had achieved many things during his tragically short life. Number one albums, respect at the box office, and although perhaps occasionally being of a grudging sentiment, he had won the admiration of his peers in the highly competitive hip-hop industry. Despite such extensive achievement in his chosen profession, death at the young age of 25 has left his fans, and not least his family, somewhat short-changed. The overwhelming image is that of an artist with still more to achieve and just as much to offer. The breadth of his talents and the nature of the modern music industry will combine, however, to ensure that the legacy of Tupac Shakur shall never be allowed to simply fade away. His music will always be with us. That night, in September 1996, a candle might have been snuffed out forever, but for many, the flame still burns.
Thank you for buying Maximum Tupac. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy it or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, P.O. Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK, KT36YY, or email on mail@chromedreams.co.uk. Details of our full catalogue are listed on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye for now.